David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest on our show today. We have Kelvin Green, and he is a cybersecurity specialist. But today he wants to focus on talking about understanding how we perceive things in life and why we do the things we do. And he has a very interesting perception about this topic and how it actually can pertain to every single person listening to this and how it could actually help you in your everyday life. So put your ears on, listen, and you are going to learn some things that you never realized that you could apply right now in today's presence, and you can change your life for the good forever. So Kelvin, it is a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show today. I am so excited to have you on the show and to talk about this topic because, you know, everybody perceives things in a different light, but we are all humans and we all go through the same emotions. Yes, we're all different from each other, but we still have the same emotions. We still go through the same things in life, and we still have, even with that we still have different perceptions because everybody is different. Now, when you talk about how we perceive things and you talk about why we do the things we do, let me hear from your side what you actually mean about that.
Absolutely. So thank you for having me, Stacey. And to say what do, how the way I see everything, I say, so you hear people say the term wise.
Yes.
And it's really just the way I see everything. So when you think you're wise, you're just telling people how you see the world and why you see it that way from your experiences. I'll start off by saying how you get experiences. First, you have your perception, what you see, what you touch, smell, hear. Those are all ways you bring information in. You ever think about when you see a rat, you get scared?
Yeah.
You want to pick it up?
I don't want to pick it up.
Well, somebody does, and there's a reason why. That's because in the past, you all had your perception. You saw it, smelled it, maybe even touched it. And the way you took it is how you perceived it. Mm-hmm. If you said, ew, it's nasty, or you said, ooh, I like this, you started to build up a perception, a perspective of it, Mm-hmm. You started to say, man, you know what? Every time I touch these, I like it. It's so furry, and I can hold them, and it's so cute, and they just move around and make this noise. Or you can say, ew, 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 every time I touch them. Right. If you see them, run. Scream if you ever get one on you. That's because you experienced it, and you took it that way. Now, how am I going to react when I see that mouse or that rat? It's different from how you react. You don't know if I'm going to run. You can guess, but you don't know. And I don't know for you either. But if we spend enough time around each other, we start, well, taking our perception and seeing what we're doing and perceiving it and saying, I think she was scared because she ran. Mm-hmm. Or I think she liked him because she touched him. And that's how we formed our perspective on someone else. That's all we're doing every day all through our lives. We just always bring it in. And I'll tell you one good secret to test it. Have you ever looked at the back of your head?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you looked in the mirror, but you've never actually seen the back of your head.
That's true.
But it's lots of people. If you ever stand in a line to get food or something, they saw the back of your head way more than you ever will. So whatever your perception of the back of your head is different from everybody else in the world because you can never directly look at it. You've always seen the world from your eyes. That's really, you know, a quick way to sum up how you get your perception. And just think about that. And like, so like people always, you hear them saying, hey, I could have did this or I could have been that or I could do this better. And I'm like, you ever stop to think you did it as good as you can? I came on here on this podcast. And I'm like, I want to get a podcast and I get here with Stacey and I'm like, wow, Stacey looks really good. Me, crap. Don't tell her that. I just told her that. I'm not flirting. I'm just telling the truth. But I can think that, right? But somebody else can think, man, I don't like the way Stacey looks. Their opinion. You can't change that. That's their perception. Whatever they thought at that moment is what they thought. Accept it. If we look at the world and accept other people's way of thinking, then we get that. Now, How do we use that to improve ourselves? Easy. You ever look at the outcomes of things? What you mean by that is right now, if you got up tomorrow and you left to go to work at 7:50 a.m. and you got there 10 minutes late, would you blame traffic? Quite possibly. Would you blame your kids? Maybe. Or could you just say, hey, I can't change traffic and I can't change the kids, but I can get up 10 minutes earlier? What I did there was say, you knew the outcome. You knew the step before. If you change the step before, you'll get a different outcome. I use that in life. Like I was, as I was talking to Stacy before, like with your sister, she's like, hey, she's in the fitness and she's strong and she's good. And she's top tier. And all of us are here like, I want to get to that level. And she's like, I can be better. And I'm like, well, yeah, she can be better. But shouldn't he be super happy that you're top tier? Well, yeah. And so, it's just people gotta just say to themselves, hey, I'm doing my best and I understand what I did to get here. And if I really want to do something else, if I really, really want to do it, I can just change it by changing the step before. I can just change what I do when I perceive that that's going to be the outcome. But yeah, okay. That was a quick scoop. Hope that helps.
No, it does. It's funny because I know someone, let's say I'll give an analogy. I know someone that every summer they're always laying on their back because they want to tan the front of them and they're white as a ghost on the back. And I'm like, well, why don't you turn over and make yourself even? And they're like, well, I don't care what the back looks like because I can't see it, just like you said, But then you have people too, like I'll notice too that their perception sometimes gets. That's a great way because, like, I don't care what people think. It makes me happy to look good on the front, so I don't care how I look on the back. But then I see people, and I mean, I think we're all kind of guilty of this. We sometimes look at, we perceive what the society is doing. We perceive what other opinions are, and we let that get interfere with our perception of who we are. And that's what screws people up, is that we have to stop worrying about what others think. We have to stop worrying what is trending on the internet. We have to stop worrying what the celebrities are doing. We can't compare ourselves to what's going on in the world. We should just be focusing on what makes us happy and joyful. The perception that gives us the most fulfillment in life, because we have one life. From what I know, and we need to really make the best of that life. We need to be happy. We need to feel fulfilled. We need to feel joyful. We need to feel accomplished. But what happens when you let the world around you interfere with how you perceive yourself? We know what we know, but yet we need to take what we know and use the best things to make ourselves better as person, don't you think?
I couldn't possibly say it better. Absolutely. And the reason why we do that is because, well, we're taught to do that. Remember when we just talked about that perception and how we perceive things? Well, what if all the people around you were telling you, worry about what the people say about how you dress, or worry about this, or worry about that, or worry about this, or worry about you want that? Then why would you not think it? It's not, and I'm not saying that it's bad. So in no way am I saying that it's bad to, so I put myself as a victim of it. So I like to dress in different styles of different things, run all over the place. So I'm the kind of guy to go outside and dance around, right? Well, I went to Arizona and I got a cowboy hat. And so then I'm always like looking for places to go put my cowboy hat on and dance around. And so I see a video and it's a rapper, fabulous. And he makes a video and he has on a cowboy hat and his cowboy, and I'm like, I cannot afford them clothes. I'm not gonna buy them. But if I can find a cheap version, boy, I'm gonna put it on, get my cowboy hat, and I'm going out dancing. Well, I'm not perfect. I didn't say I'm. I just said, what you want from me? I mean, I'm doing my best, right? So it was just, I did my best, and that was it. So if people can just say I did my best, you do. We all doing it. I mean, just believe that everybody around you is doing their best. I mean, Nobody's perfect, but they're doing their best. If you want a different outcome from them, don't tell them to do the different outcome. Change what you're doing to get a different outcome. You can change one thing, the other you cannot.
100%. And just like we were talking about right before the show started, we were making fun of the word perfect because it shouldn't be in the dictionary. Because there are so many perfectionists out there that you torture themselves, and they are unhappy because they don't their perception of perfect is just not realistic. Because perfect shouldn't even be in the dictionary. There is no such thing as perfect. Everything has flaws. Nothing in life is perfect. People are not perfect. The world is not perfect. Everything is not perfect. That word shouldn't even be here. It shouldn't exist. Like you said, we can only do our best. And if there's something that we're not happy with, we could tweak it and make it better by taking the initiative. And that's the thing, is that I see a lot of people don't want to take the initiative. They want everything to happen and become wonderful, and they want their perception to be outstanding. But are they doing the work? Are they doing the work and the changing things in their life so they can be perceived, a certain way? Because that's the problem, is that everyone never looks at the people who really got to a certain point that they admire and mentor. They don't realize that those people didn't wake up and just, got out of bed and they were like that. There was a lot of things on the back end that they had to work really hard and spend a lot of time to become the person they are, and they're perceived a certain way because they worked hard to change the things in their life that they needed to get to that point, to be perceived as that way.
Yes, you just explained how you got to where you are. And yes, people, she just gave the answer. So there you go. She gave the answer. Yes, that's yes. I mean, because it's what it is that people we live by first in, first out. And what I mean by that is that if you're hungry and at the same time you're like, you need to wash clothes, what do you think about washing clothes? You think about food. And that's just normal, right? Like it's the first, like if I put you out in the woods and it's like caveman, you're like it's animals out there, you gotta eat every day and you gotta stay protected. Would you wake up in the morning and think, you know what, fellas, let's go over here and sit down and drink? Or you could be like, we gotta go get food. Why? Or we not gonna eat today, right? So then you would do first thing first house. And so we live by that. And whatever somebody's first thing is, I ain't judging. That's their things. I mean, is whatever you thinking about, whatever you're processing, you're going to get the outcome. So I mean, you are what you think, because that's what you do. Is that a good way of saying
Oh yeah,
it? And
100%.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you gave people the $1 million, because just imagine that everybody's doing that. And the reason why it can never be perfect is because I'll tell you, what if right now you were at a resort and you were always there every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and nothing ever changed, and they always kept bringing you the foods you want? Do you think you would ever be happy? Well, you would say, yeah, in the beginning you would. But what you don't realize is that you would never know that that's happy again, because you'll always stay in that state. You can never stay in happiness. You got to go down and go back up. And two, if the world serves you that way, if we all provide a service to that one person and gave them everything they wanted, would that be everybody else's dream? I mean, you think my dream is to serve you? No. So you got to assume that everybody else has it too. So all you can really do is just say, work hard for what you want and get that. Be happy. I don't think that. So people say everybody can be president, and I don't think I'll ever be president. I'm not saying that somebody else should cut their dreams. I'm like, the
I would
work it
never
takes,
want to do
right? Then
that
you go like, the work it takes and the things I gotta do. I'm like, I'm not putting that work in. But hey, you know, if you want to get a promotion at your job, figure out what it takes to get that promotion. How? You go to the person who can give you that promotion and say, what would you expect to see of somebody who can do that role? And then you do that. If the person who's doing that role right now will be happy for somebody there, well, look at it from their perspective. You're trying to take their job. Or you might make them mad. Be careful. Be nice. Make friends. But what you want me to say? I can't. Just like you, all I can do is control what I do. I cannot control anybody else. So,
Exactly.
well.
That and that thing, I think that took me the longest to realize because sometimes I would always try to help others, but we cannot control other people. If other people want to change and they can't say, well, this is the environment I grew up in, this is that is this, that's an excuse. That's an excuse because you just don't want to change. You just don't want to put in the time. You just don't see the importance. Maybe you haven't come to that point in your life, or maybe you just don't want to, you know, but that's you have to be the one to want to change and make yourself better. You know, you have to, you are the person who is going to, we can't change a person. They have to want to change themselves is what I'm trying to say. But I see that you have a lot of passion about change, and you have a you really want people to understand that, you know, you to be perceived as a certain person, you have to put in the work. I just want to ask you one question before we continue. Why are you so passionate about that? Is there a story that brought you to this place in life that makes you so passionate about perception and being, you know, and really understanding that if we want to be perceived a certain way, we need to start working on ourselves and stop finding excuses and blaming other people and pointing the finger. We have to say, what can I do better in my life if I want to be perceived this way? What's your story?
Oh, that's a good one. When you see me, do you see a bad kid, bad student,
No, I
anything
see a
like
rock
that?
star.
Oh, that, well, yeah, okay. I didn't grow up in the best of conditions. I'm a high school dropout. In fact, I never properly passed any grades since elementary. So everything else, I got pushed through to the ninth grade and didn't go past that. Yeah, I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. I got pretty much all A's in all of my computer science and engineering classes.
Good for you.
And they have a list of certifications so long that I'm not about to talk about all of them. So I can't say that I did bad. But how did I get there? Well, I had to change how I perceived the world. I thought it was hard out there because that's what they told me. So the things I went to go get based on that is what they told me. So just know that I was on a mission to do everything they told me to do. And I had some success in it. With that being said, I had to accept that this wasn't the outcome for my life I wanted. I wanted something different. And in order to get there, I could not change the world around me, but I could change how I interacted with the world. So I started to change me. I sat back and said, you know what? I did this and it didn't give me the outcome I wanted. Don't do that again. But I did it. And then you learn, I ain't ever going to do that again. I'll give you one good example. Do I look like a person that would go to jail?
No.
This guy. And you go in there and they lock you up, and whether you get in the car first, you get there, and you're in the holding cell. There's a whole bunch of dirty people in there. They are not the nicest kind of people. I mean, we went in there having playing conversation, like, so how are you guys doing today? No, it wasn't. It wasn't pleasant. And then they come to you and say, hey, we're going to go put you at the jail from because you're in the police station in the holding cell. They say, we can't keep you here overnight, and it's the weekend, so you're going to jail. And they take you to jail. That's when you got to get online, locked up, after riding on the bus. Handcuffed to some random dude, and you're not having a great conversation. You're not like, so tell me where you're from. No, you're getting locked up. And I'm like, I've never been on this side of town. When then you end up in the jail, and they tell you, you gotta go to the shop. Oh, your nightmares come true. You're stuck there with the soap. Don't drop the soap. Don't drop the soap. And he's just like, hey. And then you come out and you're in the line, locked up again. And you see the other guy on the other side, but now you're like, who y'all? We the crew. Why? Because we all chained together, so we don't like y'all. Y'all dirty people. We know what y'all are. We used to be there, right? It's like but you go through it, and I say, but I'm laughing now. But do you think I was laughing then? Do you
Oh
think
no.
no? You think when I went in that room, and there was three people in there, and the person on the bunk below me was really big. I was about 160, 65 pounds, and he was a lot bigger than me, and he had my cover and my pillow. Do you think I was going to ask that kind gentleman for that cover and that pillow?
Oh no. No.
So I slept every night with no cover and no pillow. But I'm alive. But I ain't never going back. So
Right?
you live through things, learn from it. Don't do that again. I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why. I went through it myself, so I live what I say. I am not perfect. Am I gonna do something dumb at some point? Yeah. But you know what? Don't ask me. Because if I knew, I wouldn't do it. I
Right.
absolutely wouldn't do that. So yeah.
Do you think that going to jail was your wake-up call? Because a lot of times people, they don't change until they hit rock bottom. People just keep making the same mistakes over and over again. Some people are smart, they make a mistake, they learn, they change, and they move on. And then you have people that make those mistakes over and over and they just don't learn. And then you got people that are trying, they're doing good, they're giving it their all. They think they're doing their all, and they keep getting knocked down. And what woke you up, and what was the point in your life where you hit rock bottom and you said, things gotta change?
So I think that I've always had that my whole life. It's always been this can't be it. I mean, crap. Like I didn't like the situation I grew up. I grew up, where there's an incinerator and it's smelly and there's pissy staircases and it's not nice and the people are not the friendliest
Yeah.
sometimes. And I was like, this can't be like this. It's got to be better than this. So if I
Yeah.
could make it a little better than this, it's better than that. So I mean, it's
Yeah.
like it ain't perfect, but it could be worse. So I mean, if you go to another country and you see somebody who has no windows
Yeah.
and they're still smiling, you're like, how? And so you can't say it's the worst for you because it could be worse.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like on a mission constantly to just one step. Again, it's not leaps and bounds, but if you could do one, just think about it every day. If I got up and I did one thing better, if I
Right.
danced a little better, if I even slept a little better or ate a little better or just one little thing, read an extra page to something, then you would be better than you were yesterday. So you would have improved and improved.
I love it. I love it. So, if people want to get started, do you think they should start really waking up, maybe setting some goals for themselves and start really not, because I always say to people, you could set goals, but don't try to accomplish them, think you're going to accomplish them one day. If you could just change, like you just said, one little thing, just one little thing, accomplish, that is a huge accomplishment. And it was a step closer to where you want to be in life.
Absolutely. Yes. You just said it. Do one little thing. Don't try to say, I'm going to become perfect tomorrow. Be like, hey, tomorrow I'm going to make up my bed. If I make up my bed before I leave, when I come back home, I will always see a made up bed. That's one thing. Just do that one thing. And then when you get to the next day, make the bed again. If you got to do that for 5 days, don't feel bad about it. Just keep doing that until you feel like you could do another thing. And that next thing might be, when I get up, I'm going to do 10 jumping jacks. Do 10 and then go to 11. Just do one thing better. One, you'll always be a better version of you. Never perfect, just a better version of you.
Right. And I think that's where you hit it on the nail. A better version of you. That's what, changing your perception and making and those tweaks in your life, those small tweaks, they're going to add up to a big tweak, and you are going to become the better version of you. And that's what I think everybody wants in life. In order to receive joy and happiness in our life, we just want to be the better version of ourselves. Everybody, I think, really, if you can get your mental health to a point where it's stable and healthy, everybody's going to want that for themselves. Who doesn't want to be happy? Who doesn't want to be joyful? Who doesn't want to go wake up with a purpose in life and feel like they're happy because they're up and we got a new day ahead of us, and because there are so many people that wake up, they're dragging themselves out of bed. They're not looking forward to the next day. They're not happy in the situations they're in. Well, we could change that. Let's look at our perception, right? Let's look at our perception of who we want to be. Let's look honestly at who we are right now, right? And let's make those little tweaks, is what you're saying. And let's change who we are by making those little tweaks so we can become the better, best version of ourselves.
No. You heard it on the Stacey Tillium show. There you go. That's the answer. That's the answer. That's it. I mean, that's because, like you said, is if you just do that one step to be the best version of you, then you are always better. You will never have to say, I'm not as good as I was. You will always be able to say you're better. That's what you want. And change the things you want to change. No, we can't tell you what to change because we don't know. You know, like I could sit here and I could tell you that, hey, getting old, balding. So at some point in time, you're gonna see me staying with a low haircut, and then at some point in time, it's gonna be bald because I'm getting old. And it is what it is. So the best thing I can do is do the things I'm doing right now. I cannot change this stuff. So just
Right.
be now. If I could, now if you got the money and you want to do that's on you. I ain't telling you don't do it. It's your life. Like, why? If you want to, and you're going to be happy, you are going to be happy. You, not other people, you are going to be happy. Go do it because that's what you want to do. And yeah, so, but yes, that's the. I hope a lot of people watch this and listen to
Yes.
this. There
And you
you
know what? When
go.
you said that, the first thing that came to my head is that, you know what? I think everyone needs to stop judging everybody, because all that matters is that that person, you might not agree with that person. You may not l like some of the things and choices they did in their life, but you're not them. They have a different life. They came from a different world, a different environment. All it matters is how they perceive themselves and if they are happy with the person they are. So everyone has to keep their mouth shut and their thoughts to themselves. Let everybody be who they are. As long as they perceive themselves honestly and they are happy with the person they are. And if they're not, they're going to do what you just told them on the show so they can become the best version of themselves. Who cares what other people think? As long as we're the best version of ourselves and we are happy with who we are, that's all that matters. That's all
Bingo.
that matters.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now, if you could take today's conversation and you really wanted to pull out some important aspects, what are some of the things you'd like the listeners on the show to remember?
I would say the first and most primary thing to remember is do that one thing to be the best version of yourself. So that's the one. If you don't remember anything else from this conversation, remember that. Every day, do one thing, one step better. Not perfect and not everything, just one thing, one step better. And as you get better with it, you'll keep doing more things and bigger things, and you'll achieve bigger goals with it. So just do one thing. That don't worry about the rest. One thing.
I love it. Now, tell everybody about the services that you provide.
Yep. So, cybersecurity service. So I help organizations to understand themselves. So when we talked about that. Perception, how you perceive things in perspective. Just bring it over to cybersecurity and say, when I say, hey, when you log in or you log in to access this report and update it, you'll be like, yeah, I do that. But I may be thinking that you're logging in on your workstation and then you're going to the VM that you're logging in and or the instance on Amazon or whatever. You say, I'm logging my EC2 and I'm getting there and I'm going to do this and it's all secure. But you may really just be updating on your phone and you're actually sitting out at the Starbucks when you're doing it. So our definition of secure and how you access something were different, but we were both saying that you were achieving that goal. So I
Right.
help people to understand that you got to understand the other people's perspectives in order to get that information and use that to be more secure. So that's what I do. Yeah.
And where can people find you?
Website www.csai.pro. And I'm on LinkedIn, Kelvin Green on there. I'll give you the link to it. I don't have anything else. I one day will, I guess, at some point in time have some stuff, but I don't have anything else. So find me on LinkedIn and on the Stacey Chilean
Well, this has been amazing, Kelvin. I am so glad that you came on the show today. You are amazing. I love this topic that we talked about. I hope you'll be back on the show because you have some great, great perspectives about life that we could share on many different topics. Today's topic was amazing because you know what? People, you know, worry so much. They let other things interfere with their lives and their thoughts and who they are as a person. And we have to really look at how we perceive ourselves, and we really need to make sure that is this who I want to perceive myself as? And if it is, then great. If you want to make some changes and you want to be the best version of you, because we always, like we mentioned before the show, we could always do something to make a better version of ourselves. And it's, you know, it depends on the person and what makes you happy. Because one person might want to be all the way up here, one person might be very happy down here, you know. But as long as you're happy as a person, and you're the best version of yourself, and you don't want to go any higher, that's great. If you want to go higher, then like you said, start making those little goals and start today, and you know, you will get where you want to be. And I think that's so positive. That's so inspiring, and really, I think motivational, because people always have the opportunity to be the person they want to be. Strip the outside world away and start focusing on yourself. And I think that was a great message that you gave today, because really you're telling people to really start looking at themselves, be honest with yourself, and here is how you do it, by making these changes. And you shared today your regimen on how to make yourself the best version of you. And I think it's so important, because we have to really think about how we perceive ourselves. And I always say, if you look in the mirror and you like what you see, you're in a good place. But if you look in the mirror and you're not happy with that person, that reflection, then it's time to make some changes, you know? And I really enjoyed our conversation today. And I really like you a lot. I think you're a great guy. I think you have a great outlook on life. And I think your perception, and I got to give you kudos, because you had a really strong journey, a lot of obstacles. You rose above the chaos. You tackled those obstacles. You didn't let life get you down. You got back up and you got to the point where you wanted to be in life. And no matter what happened, no matter what lessons had to be learned, you learned them, you took them, you gained knowledge, and you created the goals, and you created your perception of who you wanted to be, and you became that person. And that's big. You actually became that person. You didn't dream about it. You didn't make an excuse. You did it. And so for that, I give you kudos, and I thank you for being you, because you are a great contribution to society.
Humbly said, thank you. I'm doing the same thing that we're telling everybody else. The exact same thing. I'm living it, no different from anybody else.
Well,
Thank
this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show.
you, Stacey. And yes, I'll be back.